for this weekend before the 4th of July. Here every weekend of the year, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is awaiting your calls at 888-553-7536. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to have you in on our Good Day Weekend get-together that is always aimed at helping you out. If you've got a question medically about you, your family member, something is going on and you're upset, we had a good call. We've had a number of good calls, as usual. One of them from a lady whose doctor doesn't seem to get it. Go find a new doctor. That's the bottom line. And it's sometimes easier said than done, depending on where you are. A lot of people listening in rural parts of the country, it's not that easy to get some of the bigger hospitals or bigger treatment centers. How much information do you tell people to find online or to do the research on certain things? Like we talked about hot flashes earlier today and the new non-hormonal drug the FDA has approved for hot flashes. There's a lot of information, I know, because I've looked around for this info online. The research is usually identified, and in this circumstance, you know, I don't like to use drugs and stuff, so I was interested in passing along to my friend some of that sort of thing. But how much can people actually find out on their own, Ken?
Well, you can be dangerous or you can be very helpful when you read on the Internet. And my advice is to use it as a reference, but not exclusively, and bring the information to your doctor, talk to your physicians, your providers about it. But keep an open mind, because what you learn by reading the Internet, what you learn and what scares you as the reader, you learn the risks of doing something, the risk of taking the drug, the risk of having the surgery. You learn the risk of having the treatment. But what you don't learn on the Internet is the risk of not doing the treatment. Mm-hmm. And that's where an experienced, trained physician needs to help you balance this yin-yang. What's the risk of doing it versus the risk of not doing it? So keep an open mind.
I have a blog post from somebody named Madison who says, regular periods of sleep are key to healthy body and clear minds, as it is during sleep that your body renews itself. Sleep often the first activity that people sacrifice, and it's considered a luxury by our busy lifestyle. But without it, Ken, it's vital to sustaining a balanced life, breathing better and appropriately, eating properly, drinking properly. It's one of those things. I find it to be a potent energizer, frankly.
Let me tell you all the things that can go wrong if you don't sleep well. You can get high blood pressure. You can become obese. Your memory won't work well. Your sweetness level will disappear. Adults need 7 to 8 hours a night of sleep. And teenagers even much more.
Yeah, young people need more sleep, don't they? Yeah,
absolutely. 10, 12 plus hours.
Mm-hmm. All right. So make sure you're not foregoing sleep, because it's an asset that will have you living a well-rounded life. You'll feel better about almost anything and everything. If you got things in your mind when you go to bed, learn how to get them, the meditations or whatever it is that you can
Don't bring them to the bedroom.
888-30, wrong phone number. There's another number. We have more numbers here that I use in this program. 888-553-7536. Steve's in Silver Lake, Oregon. How can we help you out? Steve, happy 4th of July, by the way.
Well, I just was calling. I got my left hand, arm, or hand, it shakes sometimes. And if I got a hold of the steering wheel and I'm driving down the road, you can feel it. It's just pulsing all the time. And I don't know if it's stress or what would cause that.
Well, hopefully this is nothing more than what we call an essential tremor. And most of these are just due to genetic mutations, familial tremors. It's not clear what the cause is. In people who don't have a genetic mutation. Anyone else in your family have this?
No, not that I know of.
There are some neurologic conditions which cause this, and I would, for peace of mind, no pun intended, I would want you to see a neurologist just to exclude some of the other possible things that are that could be causing this, okay? How old are you? Usually people over age 40 will get these essential tremors. How old are you?
60.
Okay. And I just would like to see you talk to a neurologist. Do you have a good primary care doctor?
Yeah, I do. I have a good one.
And has he or she made any suggestions here?
No, I talked to one, I don't know, it's been about 15 years ago when it was started, and it's just, it's getting, it's just progressed, I guess.
Because obviously the genie in the bottle here is whether this is Parkinson's disease. And, you know, usually essential tremors, they begin gradually, they worsen with movement, they occur in the hands first, they affect one hand or both hands, and they can be worsened with emotional stress or fatigue, caffeine, or even extreme temperatures. Does any of this sound like yours, or do your shakes act differently?
I think it's more... I think it's stress is what I thought was that what you do? That's kind of odd, isn't it? But, I mean...
Well, essential tremors definitely get worse with mental stress.
And yeah, I notice that if I'm working long hours and stuff, it does that.
Steve, the first thing to do is to get a diagnosis, because there are medications for either essential tremor or for Parkinson's disease, and this first needs to be diagnosed by a neurologist. You know, Parkinson's disease is due to a specific area of the brain that is responsible for certain movements. It just disintegrates, and the chemicals that are naturally secreted by these nerve cells are absent in the brain, and they amazingly can be now given to you by medication. And people with Parkinson's disease can live pretty good lives compared to the way it was 30, 40 years ago.
Don't fool around with it, Steve. Get to someone who can give you the thorough exam that Ken is recommending. 888-553-7536. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or to me, Doug, at dougstefan.com. I hear often from people, Ken, as a matter of fact, I have stacks of email on my desk that come from folks who listen to us talking about various products that you believe in, that we are certainly paid to tell you these stories, but Ken will not tell the story if he doesn't believe in the product. So he checks them all out, whether it's things that go into your body or on your body that will help you be better. And you know, prostate issues, simply put, are annoying to both partners if you have one in bed, but they're also they could lead to more serious complications. That's why Ken wants you to know about PT9.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this PT9, Doug. And this is a product that I like, and I was talking to you this morning, and you are so right that I won't talk about any products. There was one this morning that I wasn't ready to talk about. Right. So if you're waking up a couple of times a night to go to the bathroom, fact is tens of millions of American men are suffering from symptoms related to prostate issues, and it doesn't help when you're tired and cranky. Higher urgency and incomplete emptying creeps up on you as you age. PT9, it can definitely help. It's formulated by a pharmacist with natural ingredients that help with all the annoying symptoms of the prostate and at the same time boosts healthy testosterone levels. Wow, that's a true home run for your health and for your love life. Less waking up at night, less running to the nearest men's room all day, better mood, better sleep, and better intimacy.
So here's the question. If you can have this magnificent natural formula that will help you enjoy your days more and your nights better, for all of the right reasons, wouldn't you call to get this product right now? Yeah, of course you will. So here's the number, 800-811-6931. PT9 at 800-811-6931 comes with an introductory half-price trial offer and a six-month money-back guarantee. Call now. What are you waiting for? 800-811-6931. Tell them Dr. Ken sent you along. Very important prostate information. 800-811-6931.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE, 855-254-7483, or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Should you be considering natural pet food for your pet? I'm Risa Jill Miller. Many pet owners are thinking about making a switch to natural pet food, but don't know how to choose the option that's right for them. Before making a switch, remember that pet food is formulated to be the sole source of your pet's nutrition, so it's the ingredient ratios that are essential to making the food and your pet's diet complete and balanced. This means that the ideal food must contain the right amount of both macronutrients, carbohydrates, fat, and protein, and micronutrients, or vitamins and minerals, for a pet's lifestyle. Veterinarian, PetMD contributor, and author of PawCurious.com, Jessica Vogelsang.
Pet owners should look for a food that provides perfectly balanced nutrition for their pet's specific life stage and special needs. And for those looking for a natural option, a food like New Hill's Ideal Balance is a great choice because it provides natural ingredients perfectly balanced.
For more information, visit hillsidealbalance.com.
Always happy to get your email. As a matter of fact, I always like to pass along something like this. We were talking earlier about James Gandolfini. Ken suggested that if he'd have gone to his facility and had a new CT scan that he has provided for folks to visit his clinic, probably wouldn't have had the problem, or wouldn't have had the end result that he's had. Marty Green, who is associated with our affiliate WAYY in Eau Claire, said, Dr. Ken, great info on Gandolfini. I was a big fan, but bigger fan of staying alive. Marty's had heart surgeries a number of times. Last one he had was in 2008 at the Mayo Clinic. He's rehabbing every week and has been. 20 people who have formed a group that encourage healthy living and social interaction, he credits to a lot of the strength that he has now. I think that's it. Support groups are very important for heart disease, cancer, any serious malady, are they not?
Well, for certain people, it's a great stress reducer. It's also helpful to keep track of all your numbers. I hope Marty knows his numbers, his blood pressure, cholesterol, blood sugar, and weight. Those are what every heart patient needs to know. Everyone needs to know those numbers.
Yep. So the essence of what we're talking about here is someone who keeps a tab, but it's too bad when you have a heart like this, you got to do so much work on it, but it is possible. Here's this young girl, Sarah Mergenham, or however you pronounce her name. Remember all the discussion we had last month about her and her lung transplants? One of them failed, so can she get another one?
She already did. This is an amazing story. This is a 10-year-old girl whose parents successfully fought a rule preventing her from qualifying for adult lungs. Did not have just one lung transplant from an adult donor this month. She had two.
Yeah.
The families revealed her June 12th lung transplant failed almost immediately and left her on life support.
All right, 21 after.
Emergency preparedness, the day of, is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. FreezeDryGuy.com is having a 25% off sale on Mountain House cans, the world's finest freeze-dried food. With a 30-year shelf life, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. And today, it's 25% off only at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. Go to freezedryguy.com today for 25% off food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Today is what counts. Tomorrow may be too late.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tales can come true, it can happen to you if you're young at heart.
Let's keep people young. That's the mission here. Keep you healthy, keep you young, keep you attuned to what's going on in your body. 888-553-7536. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus in the Good Day Weekend program aimed at your health and well-being. RJ is in San Angelo, Texas. Yes, RJ, what's cooking with you?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I've been fighting high LDL, older I get, and total cholesterol runs about 210. My LDL's up to 130, 135. My doctor has put me on red rice yeast, a supplement, several years ago, and just recently niacin. I don't know how effective niacin is going to be. I just wanted to get your opinion on those supplements, or would one be facing statins as preferred?
RJ, thanks so much for calling. This is a great question. It's a timely question, and I'm going to politely disagree with your doctor based on the most recent studies. Let me just ask you a question before I go on, just to confirm. Do you have any known heart disease right now?
No.
So you have, as far as you know, you have no plaquing in your coronaries?
Well, no, I've never had been tested or anything like that. I do exercise regularly.
Never had a calcium score, never had a CT scan of the coronaries, nothing like that.
No.
No heart attack. Ever have a stress test?
No.
Okay. Do you have any other risk factors for coronary disease? High blood pressure, diabetes, smoker?
No, blood pressure stays around 130 over 70.
How about your blood sugar?
It's been fine. My annual doctor visit, they do the blood work and check everything, and everything's fine.
Have you ever smoked?
No, well, back in college days a little bit.
For how long?
But not since college days. Three or four years.
Uh-huh. Okay. Any family history, any heart disease in the family? Mom, dad, brothers, sisters?
Yes.
Tell me.
Oh, well, my dad and my uncles have had, on my dad's side, has had bypass surgeries.
Has your dad ever had a heart attack?
No, not that I know of. He's had, you know, the bypass surgery.
Well, that doesn't give you risk for heart disease. It's males, your brothers and your father with a heart attack or sudden death less than age 55, or your mom or sisters with a heart attack or sudden death under age 65. That's what gives you risk for coronary disease inherited. Well, it sounds to me like, you know, I can't squeeze any risk factors out of you other than your current age, being a male at age 58. How about your height and your weight?
I'm about 5'8 and weigh 165.
That's pretty good. That's darn good. And you eat a healthy diet?
Yes, I do. I try to eat as fat-free as I can most of the time.
And you're not under a lot of stress, it sounds like to me, down in San Angelo. Okay. What I would recommend, RJ, is your target for your bad cholesterol is 100, okay? Because that's why I asked you all these questions. And we no longer treat everybody to the same levels. If you had had any known coronary disease or been a diabetic, even smoking, if I was sure you had plaque in the coronaries, I'd want that bad cholesterol LDL under 70, even under 60, to get some reversal. But when there's no plaque there or very low risk of there being plaque, then we want it at least under 100. And my favorite way of getting the LDL down, if you can't do it first with diet, is with a statin. And this is an example of where intuition is totally wrong. You know, we think that this is how the body should act, so we do things, and then we find out from good science that we're wrong. Because we have thought in the past that we should raise the good cholesterol with niacin, lower the bad cholesterol, either with a statin or maybe red yeast rice. If it is a statin, we don't even know anymore what's in red yeast rice, as the American U.S. red yeast rice, as the FDA has demanded that the manufacturers take the statin out of red yeast rice. Some have, some haven't. So when I think of red yeast rice, no longer do I know that it's a weak statin. I don't know what's in it. So I tend not to recommend red yeast rice manufactured in America because I don't know what's in it. And I'm going to recommend a statin and not the niacin with the statin, because in the study, a huge study that was announced in 2011 showed that when you add niacin to increase the good cholesterol to a statin, you actually get more heart attacks, more events, and you would think intuitively that you'd get less. And this is an example of where the body just doesn't respond as you would think. So I have stopped adding niacin to a statin. I go first with a statin. If you can't tolerate a statin, then maybe I'll think about niacin. But I don't add it anymore because of this big study.
Okay. Well, great. I appreciate the information.
Yes, sir. Thank you. We always love hearing from those Texans. Deep in the heart of Texas. 888-553-7536. The essence of our connection here with you every weekend is a solid one. We don't hear often from people. There are people sometimes that get so wrapped up in their own circumstances that they want to call frequently. I don't think we've had that problem. We're happy to help you out whenever we can, but make sure you leave room for other people to get in here and ask their questions. Dr. Ken on the air at 9:30. Good day weekend. Good day health.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Ali-Ban has allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to ali-c.com, spelled ali-c.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Ali-C and Ali-Ban from Affinity Health Products at ali-c.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
After the hour, you know full well that Dr. Ken here is at your service and on your side with important medical developments and some of the important stories that may make a difference to you. For example, the good news department this week in the terms of medical breakthroughs, fish, and how having enough fish may reduce the risk of breast cancer. What's this all about, Ken?
Great news out of the British Medical Journal this week that regularly eating oily fish, we're talking about salmon, tuna, or sardines, making me hungry, may help reduce the risk of breast cancer. These fish contain a type of fatty acid known as, and this is a mouthful, N3 polyunsaturated fatty acids. Doctors abbreviate this as PUFA, PUFAs, and an increase in N3 polyunsaturated fatty acids intake has a protective effect for breast cancer, and it seems like the more fish you eat, the more protection you get. So enjoy that oily fish, salmon, tuna, or sardines. Everything in moderation.
Everything in moderation. What a wonderful, yeah, it's, that goes with everything in life, right? 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken, brought to you by elements and resources that are good for your outside as well as your inside. This thing, I think once you got to know Dr. Ginniger, you were pretty impressed with the credibility that he put forth, research that he's done using an all-natural thing like coconut oil to create power swabs, and what they're doing and how they work, Ken. It's safe, it's effective, and it works in 5 minutes. Man, how much better can you get?
Dr. Ginniger, he's the real thing. He thinks outside of the box, and a very clever dentist. And okay, summer's here, and most of us want to lose a few pounds, but it's not going to happen in 5 minutes. It's impossible, but whitening your teeth in 5 minutes, now that can be done with power swabs. Having white teeth can make you look younger and feel better. It can help you look as much as 13 years younger, according to a recent clinical study. And it's so simple with Power Swabs Teeth Whitening System. Power Swabs, it's clinically proven to remove stains from teeth in just 5 minutes a day. Guys, I'm talking about coffee stains, smoking stains, wine stains, you name it. And yes, if you have crowns, caps, veneers, or bonding, Power Swabs can remove stains on them too. Get your 5-minute solution to brighter, whiter teeth when you call today.
All right, so you listen to Dr. Ken talk about Power Swabs that uses this naturally derived tooth detergent from coconut oil. It works on no matter what's in your mouth, veneers, caps, crowns. You can try it risk-free by calling 800 800-867-4089. That's 800-867-4089. And when you call to mention Dr. Ken's name, you'll get 50% off the retail price. You'll be starting soon to show off your teeth and smiling more. Quit smoking. Don't drink so much coffee and tea. Perhaps that's the side message here. But using Power Swabs risk-free to make sure that your teeth are their best is easy by dialing 800-867-4089. You'll figure it out. 800-867-4089. Barbara is in Island Mirada, Florida. Where's that?
Whereabouts? Florida Keys.
Ah, the Keys. Okay. So you have a problem with somebody who's 62 and has diabetes. Ken, what can we do for Barbara?
Barbara, what's your question?
My question is, when the pancreas stops producing insulin, what happens in the body?
Well, hopefully you have a good doctor who replaces that insulin and gives you insulin. When this happens at a young age, we call this type 1 or juvenile diabetes. It can be a very serious problem. And we now have these remarkable technological wonders, these insulin pumps. They sense the blood sugar. They give it. They work almost like a pancreas. And as we get older and our body gets insensitive to insulin, often associated with obesity. We call this type 2 diabetes. Our pancreas is overproducing. It's just that we're not sensitive to it, and this is effectively treated with weight loss diet and sometimes with medication. Metformin's common, and sometimes you have to give insulin. So fortunately, we have insulin, and if your pancreas is not making enough of it, then we need to replace it. We talked earlier today a couple of times about the medical breakthrough of the week out of Science Translational Medicine, where we're talking about a vaccine that will actually be effective in treating when the body is not making insulin. And this is very exciting.
Yes, it sounds like it. My husband is taking 70 units of insulin at night and 25 three times a day, yet his blood sugar will not go below 210. And I'm just curious as to if he needs to take more or what is exactly happening, and his endocrinologist is advising him to just keep upping the insulin until it gets below 150, but this is going on now over 2 months. I
how
just
long
wonder what's your opinion.
How long has he been on insulin?
2 months.
Okay, so he, and how old is he?
62.
Okay, so he's a type 2 insulin-dependent diabetic. And
correct.
Is his height a little short for his weight?
6 foot one, 250.
So he needs to lose a pound or two, doesn't he?
Yes, yes.
And is he in an absolutely exercise program that's been approved by his doctor?
Not as yet. That's okay. Something that they are planning.
So I want him to see his favorite cardiologist and get cleared and get cleared so he can participate in a very active exercise program. I want him to see, has he seen a dietitian?
That's coming up in 2 weeks.
Okay, Barbara, I want to make sure that he sees not only a dietitian, but a dietitian that specializes in diabetes and weight loss and will stay with him, and he is happy with it and stays on the diet plan. I want him to see the cardiologist to get into an exercise program and also to check out the heart if he's diabetic at this age. And between the combination of diet, exercise, and with an endocrinologist, the body will suddenly become a lot more sensitive when the diet and the exercise is okay. And make sure that he's seeing the endocrinologist on a regular basis. And don't be surprised if they start cutting back the insulin. Sometimes it's counterintuitive. Sometimes you have to increase it to make it go down. Sometimes when you're using huge amounts, you may have to either decrease it or change it to a different type of insulin. But make sure, do you love your endocrinologist? Is this a very thoughtful, bright, intelligent human being?
She seems to be, yes.
Okay, good.
But I'm having difficulty getting information. For example, I would like to know if there's damage to other organs in his body.
Well, absolutely. This is where,
this is, yeah.
Does he have a good internist or family doctor?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes.
Talk to the primary care doctor about that. You know, you're talking head to toe, eyes, the brain, the heart, the kidneys, the legs, the arms, the sexual functioning. Anywhere there's plumbing, and there's plumbing head to toe, can be damaged by diabetes. And so make sure how's his A1C? I'm afraid to ask.
Okay.
Do you know what his hemoglobin A1C is?
I do not.
All right. Well, you should know that. It should. Your goal is 7. That's the newest way that we monitor blood sugar. It gives us an average summation over the last 3 months, not a little swing that happened just in the moment in the morning. And that's the most important way we now know to monitor it. And we don't want it extremely tightly controlled, but 7 is the goal for a diabetic.
Great. Well,
when I say we don't want it extremely tightly controlled, I mean we don't want it normalized to where the non-diabetic level, because that actually you would think would lower the risk of all these complications. Counterintuitively, yeah. It does not. The sweet spot for the diabetic is 7.
Okay. Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for the call. 888-553-7536. Valerie Harper has undertaken the heartbreaking task of planning her own funeral, Ken.
That's very sad.
She and her husband went to the Hollywood Forever Cemetery, where they selected a plot, and they stayed for a long time. She apparently doesn't look good at all, as you can imagine. She knows what her fate is, and is handling it in a way that most people would not do. And I wonder, when you counsel people, because I know you deal with the people, you lose patients, you don't want to, but you do, because heart disease is as it is, cancer patients, all that stuff, as you think about what people do you ever get into these conversations with people about their end-of-life planning?
Every day of the week.
Yeah. What sort of course does it take? How does it present itself?
It presents itself uniquely every time.
Yeah.
And there's no one way. And the only thing I recommend to those in this field, those of us, is find some time where you have plenty of time and don't be rushed. Close the door. Get either the patient with some family, ideally, and talk about it. Let the patient talk, hear what they want. And usually, as with Valerie Harper, they have a lot of thoughts about how they want these last few months to be lived. And my feeling is that I will often submit to the demands of the patient and let them have it the way they want it. And, you know, unless it's clear in my mind that they're going to be creating a situation that is going to be making this end of life more painful. But people, I'm amazed how differently people approach this. Some want everything absolutely done to the last microsecond possible. Some want us to just stop as soon as possible and just let the natural processes occur. And some people are in the middle of that spectrum. But as I've been doing this for 30 years, each time I do it, I am amazed the differences in how people want to be treated in these last few months of life.
Yeah. And it changes depending on how your family history is. That is, what your preferences are in terms of dealing with these things. Sometimes it's, it's the cultural background that you have deals with it differently. 888-553-7536. Ann is in Macon, Georgia, with another question for Dr. Ken. Yes, ma'am. Hi.
Hello. Dr. Ken?
Yes, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Just fine. Thanks for calling, Ann.
Thank you. I am interested in knowing your feeling about switching from Coumadin to one of the other blood thinners, such as Pradaxa or Xarelto.
Sure.
I've been on Coumadin about 11 years, and I don't really love it. I would like to be able to eat what I want to and without the feeling of the level going up or down. So.
Well, I want to tell you, the doctor who has you as a patient is one lucky person. That's all I want to say.
No, I'm afraid not. I ask too many questions.
You could be my patient in a heartbeat. As thoughtful as you are, as well as your mind's working and asking all the right questions. And right now we have some wonderfully new medicines that in some cases are very good, but in some cases these things cause a lot of havoc. The big picture is the most common electrical abnormality of heart rhythm is atrial fibrillation.
Right, that's my trouble.
Exactly. Millions, several million, 3 million Americans. It's a disease of aging. As you get older, it becomes very common. And the big problem is it can lead to strokes. And we want to dramatically lower your risk of about, untreated, about 7% will have a stroke each year. And we want to dramatically lower that. And in the past, we would, if it wasn't contraindicated, we'd give you warfarin or coumadin, rat poison. And unless you had a bleeding problem or you were falling or getting confused, we would then give this to you. The big problem with it is that you have to get the dose adjusted very carefully. There's a narrow window between good therapy and being very toxic and dangerous. And at least every 4 weeks, this needs to be checked with a blood test. Now, fortunately, there's a finger stick, which is a lot easier than getting that needle in and getting venous blood. And it's very accurate with the finger stick. But sometimes even more often than 4 weeks, sometimes weekly, sometimes daily, if we're having trouble adjusting it. And as you point out, there are tons of other drugs, there are tons of foods, all that interact with Coumadin. So fast forward to the last few years, we now have these new drugs that are as effective as Coumadin, and there's one dose. You don't have to adjust the dose. The first one, as you've mentioned, was Pradaxa. And it shouldn't be confused with Plavix, but Pradaxa, it is indicated in people who don't have a valve that's been replaced, they don't have severe heart valve trouble, they don't have severe kidney problems. And these people, some of them are given for the Pradaxa. But we have to be very careful in age over 75 because it seems, and it's a little controversial, and it's so hard for me. I try to get this data forever, and it's hard for me to get clear data here. But the FDA has required that Pradaxa have a warning on it that it's can be dicey in the people who are over age 75. So I am very cautious when I'm prescribing this to anyone over 75. I right now, until we get more experience with this, I hesitate to do it. I want to know what the liver function is. I want to know what the kidney function is. And the other thing about these drugs, they don't have an antidote yet. You know, with Coumadin, if I somehow, or you somehow mistakenly take too much and your blood is suddenly very thin, I can rapidly give you some vitamin K and get this thing turned off, reversed immediately, okay? I don't have that option yet with these newer drugs, Xarelto, Pradaxa. There's a number of them. I don't yet have a specific antidote to turn them off. And until I do, I'm a little uneasy about them.
All right.
All right.
There
That's
you go.
What I wanted to hear. I had heard the thing about not having the antidote, and yeah. So...
There you go. All right, man. Thank you.
Get a finger stick. Get one yourself and use that.
10 before the hour.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Oak
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you will be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Setting yourself free happens when you have knowledge, and knowledge is what Dr. Ken Kronhaus is all about. You need to ask questions so you have knowledge. 888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken, the Good Day Health newsletter every weekend. Go to drkenshow.com and look for, there's actually a box that will come out when you go to that website. Do you want to sign up for our newsletter? And the answer probably would be yes when you understand what the content is. You can do the same thing at dougstefan.com. Find a picture of Dr. Ken in either the contributors or co-host box. And when you click on that, it asks you the same thing. You want to sign up for our newsletter. And if you want to, just put your email address in there and it'll come back to us. And you'll get every weekend, actually comes out Friday afternoon, this info from Dr. Ken tells you all about Dr. Ken. And this week, we're back to continuing the update on healthy heart information, Ken, right? Your specialty.
Absolutely. The latest information in the medical journals the past few months, practical information that you can quickly add to your lifestyle, improve the quality of your life, maybe even live longer, information that we don't have time to get on in the last 2 hours of the show, and it's delivered to you in easy-to-understand language.
888-553-7536. Take another call or two after I remind you with Dr. Ken about how to deal with your hair that's thinning. I love the fact that Provia opens up under the circumstances the pores in your head, Ken, cleanses them, and the hair grows back through. That certainly is an all-natural approach.
Absolutely. I like this product because if your hair is thinning more and more every day, summer is here, there's lots of sun, beach, and friends. But if you have premature thinning hair, it means nothing more than frustration and even embarrassment. This time you can do something about it because Provia, it's a natural hair thinning treatment from Chamonix. It tackles the three main causes of hair thinning naturally, quickly, and with brilliant results. With Provia, you can put thinning hair behind you safely and naturally. Imagine no more hair falling out in the sink and no more trying to hide that dreaded spot. Provia works for both men and women, and it's perfectly safe for colored hair. Your mirror will tell you what it's working, and of course you'll get compliments from everyone around you. The results, they're guaranteed, or your money back.
That's a good thing to underscore. The results are guaranteed, or your money back. Your hair will come back fuller and look better, and you'll feel better about yourself. Here's how you get Provia. 800 543 800-543-5817. That's 800-543-5817. You get a free month supply of Provia. Mention Dr. Ken, free rush shipping, and an extra luxury surprise gift. All those things come when you order Provia. You're going to be very satisfied. That's why Ken is happy to sign on and advise you to call 800-543-5817, 800-543-5817 for the way to make your hair look so much better. All right, here's Cheryl with a question for Dr. Ken. Happy 4th of July, Cheryl.
Happy 4th of July. Thank you.
What can we do for you?
I have a question about Levemir. I've been giving my mother Levemir injections morning and evening.
Well, first, let's find out what it is, Ken. What is that?
Okay.
What was the reason that this is being given?
Okay, she had a stroke a couple years ago, and in the hospital they started giving her Levemir, 8 milligrams, 8 units, sorry.
Insulin,
morning,
right?
Evening. Right.
Yeah.
Morning and evening. And so since she's been home, took her home 2 years ago, I was able to cut it back to about 4 units morning and evening. And I just recently took her to an endocrinologist for the first time, and she suggested just giving her one shot instead of morning and evening, just like 6 milligrams instead of the morning and evening. And I've noticed since that change that her blood sugars in the morning have gone up to about 130, and they used to be like about 98, 99.
Well, Levemir is no more complicated than an intermediate to long acting insulin. And, you know, it's given subcutaneously, and you just have to check it, measure it, and then bring it back to the endocrinologist and let them adjust it. This is what endocrinologists live for. So just bring the numbers and discuss it with the endocrinologist, and they should work on helping you get this satisfied.
Yeah. Well, she said that it's not meant to be given twice a day. It's only meant to be given once a day.
Well, then ask her, how are we going to control your mom's blood sugars?
Yeah, well,
there may be a better way. Don't, you know, just be open minded. Ask the bigger question. How are we going to control the hemoglobin A1C?
All right, that takes care of that. Good questions. Good answer. Mayor had some good information as usual today. Put it down if you found the program today for the first time. Every weekend at this time, Dr. Ken is live on the air with Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health. Don't forget to sign up for the newsletter as well. 59 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So go to beyoungagain.com for a free copy of my jaw-dropping lecture. It may shock you, but it could save your life. So go to beyoungagain.com. Again, that's to beyoungagain.com.